I'm here at Slinger High School interviewing retired food service workers, Geraldine and
Madge.
Okay. So I'm going to start again. As I said before, it was why you joined the food service. They joined the food service because they wanted to work and be around people. And then Geraldine started in 1967 to 1987. Madge started in 1969 and to 1987.
Six.
Okay.
Very good.
The head cook from the Allington School District and the Slinger School District were the only ones to construct the lunch menu for 9 weeks.
I bet it was.
And then we had these ovens. I don't know if you got them, but they were real high. We had to get up on a step stool, and then we had to lift them off over our heads, and then we didn't get burned.
And those pans were this big.
You know, those big cake pans.
Yeah, the big cake pans. So how did you make your ground beef? Did you brown it first?
We made our sauce the day before.
Mm-hmm. We had that big kettle to make the ground beef.
Yeah. Fried it off, and then we had to, in order to chop it up, we used a potato masher.
And then we drained all the grease off. You know, you fill a bucket under that and put a strainer, and we drained the grease off. Healthy.
Yes.
You were.
You were dry.
Now, what about your desserts?
Oh, they weren't just so healthy, but they were excellent.
They were
good bakers.
Our cookies were out of this world.
Yeah, right.
And especially the cookies were homemade.
Everything was homemade. We made raisin cookies.
Oh, shucks.
I'll tell you about that one.
Oh, there's a story.
It called for 7 quarts of flour. And it must have been a bad day because I put in 7 gallons of
So the head cook and her came in first, and I came a little later. I don't just remember what time. So I get in there, you know, and she's mad. Just hurry up, open up. That time we had
raisins in little boxes.
Hurry up, get them open. I go, and holy, we worked like crazy. We had cookies and they turned out wonderful. I have no clue how that all worked, but
it worked out okay.
And then we have a good time. We laugh.
Well, then we
had a lot of fun.
Homemade bread.
Oh
yes.
50 pounds of flour we started out with.
Think about a 50-pound bag of flour.
And then when I got there, the bread was risen or whatever you call
rising.
It. And then I'd have to cut it. We had a weight. I have no clue why, but we had a scale, like a little over a pound. I had to cut it off and weigh it, and then I had to get it together. I made all the loaves, and these big. See, we didn't put our bread in separate pans. We put the loaves in big pans. That worked out wonderful. We had the best bread. Then, when Cockelmeyer's Bakery out of business, he had a slicer, bread slicer. I think he donated it to us.
He donated it.
So then, cut our bread.
Cockelmeyer's was the bakery here in Slinger many, many years ago.
And guess what? That bread maker is still working. We got it at the senior center.
They made things good then.
Yeah.
Now, did you work here when Cockelmeyer's would make the bread for school?
No. I don't ever remember Cockelmeyer's baking bread for school.
Yeah.
And girls, it wasn't whole grain.
When I was growing up, Cockelmeyer's would deliver the bread to school.
No.
And they'd have, on Mondays, we'd have meat and gravy because the bread was old from the weekend.
Okay.
And then they'd put that between bread slices.
No.
That was usually the meal on Mondays.
Is that what they called meat and gravy?
I don't know.
That's not what the kids called it.
Oh, I know. We're interviewing here. I also remember their buns for the barbecue.
We didn't know it when I was there. Mm-hmm.
So that was when I was in school. So that was before this time that you were working here.
But we didn't start baking bread till Dolores Held came.
Yes.
Okay.
And then we made our own garlic bread also.
Yes, you did.
That I made, you know, at these big. And then we had lots of butter and garlic, and we heated that up. And we made, or they made, the homemade potato salad. To save the school money, we went down to Gundrum's Meat Park and bought the bacon ends. The ends. And then we, you know, cut them suckers. Oh, brother. We didn't get a raise all the time either.
Yeah, we were good workers.
The only thing that raised was the bread.
Do you remember how much you got paid?
$3.
$4.50, I think it was, when I quit.
I can remember starting at $3 or something. But we were satisfied. We were happy. And we got along very well.
Well, that was a lot of money at that time.
Sure it was.
And then when we got turkeys, we could put these 20 turkeys
big
in this
turkeys.
This big cooker, put them in, lift them out.
And they were whole turkeys.
Turkeys.
Okay, they were whole turkeys with the wings and the...
These 20-pound turkeys, beautiful. So then we'd have to let them cool, and we have to pick them all up.
You got it.
Anyhow, and then, you know, we had to do them after we were done with our work. But we never got paid extra. We never asked. We stayed, if it was a half an hour. We never...
And it was hot.
We did a lot of things for the...
You didn't have air conditioning at that time,
no.
Did you?
No. Do
you? Kind of.
No, there was no air conditioning.
How often did you do those turkey dinners?
Once a year. Turkey.
Yeah. And then we made pumpkin pies. These big... These big pumpkin pies.
Well, then you made your own crust.
Oh, yeah. Everything's from...
Everything was from scratch.
What other commodities did you get?